Hello, 1902. I got your priority request. Talk. How can I help you?
Other gentleman that just entered my bus on 82nd and Duke, and says he's lost and he needs help getting home. He knows his address, but he doesn't have any ID on him.
Is it an older gentleman with a walker, possibly?
Older gentleman, no hat. He's very nice, but he says he's lost. He doesn't know where he is or where he should go.
Did he give you the address? And does he have a walker?
Sorry, no walker. And let me see if he has an address.
Okay. Just one second. So, that person, they need to catch the 72. There's a stop. It's actually right at Main Street. And so he needs to catch the 72 over to Main. Okay. So, does he want us to call medical for him? Or, I mean, I guess we can call police, but I don't know that they'll come. You'd have to stay where he is for them to come, possibly try to help him. Is he on your bus and riding with you, or is he going to stay at the top?
He got on my bus at 82nd and Duke, and just appeared confused and asked me if I could take him home, and then he knew his address. So he's disoriented in that he doesn't think he can get home. I think he wants anyone to help him get home. He's not combative or anything. He's just really confused. So I don't know if he'll just sit and wait. He's kind of, he's just trying to get home.
Sorry, we timed out. I know I've dealt with this passenger before, looking at their address. I know that I've searched that before and tried to help an operator get this gentleman home. Can you give me a description of him, please?
I understand. Maybe white gentleman with a beard and mustache, maybe 70, 75, thin built, glasses, well dressed. I mean, he's wearing nicer clothes.
Okay. White male, beard, mustache, thin built, glasses, well dressed. And did you say he's about around 70 years old?
Yeah, I would say so. And he keeps repeating that he wants to go home. He wants to go home.
All right, copy. So did he's sitting at the stop at Duke in 82nd?
No, he's on my bus. He's the only one on my bus. He just stepped on when I stopped. He was standing at the stop.
Yeah, he needs to catch a northbound line 72. So if you could, you know, maybe let him know that, you know, to if you could drop him off at, you know, one of your next stops. Oh, not the right direction. It's so hard to try to figure out how to help him.
No, don't smoke in here. Yeah, the smoke is just across the street. I can point it out to him. I mean, it's literally just across the street. I can walk him over there. The 72 just northbound just rolled by, so I'm assuming another will be right behind him.
That is affirmative. Yeah, if you can just point it out to him, he needs to catch a northbound 72, sorry, on 82nd, and I can call that operator and let them know where he's trying to get to. I mean, they have the address, but I can tell them where the stop is, and maybe they could do a courtesy stop, you know, it's closer to a street.
Sounds good. Let me tell him where it is, and yeah, if you could maybe give the operator a heads up.
Yeah, so you coaxed him oh so sweetly to go to a northbound stop, and I will call the next 72 that's going to be going through there and give him a heads up and let them know where that person needs to get off and where that stop is so they can help him to get to where he needs to go, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be clear at 2134.